شكرا.
Thank you, Mr. President. We join the statement of the Arab group and the statement of the NAM. We'd like to add the following in our national capacity. Mr. President, we stress that the NPT ensures the inalienable right of all state parties to develop, research, and use nuclear energy for peaceful purposes under Article 4 of the NPT, and also in line with the provisions of Article 1, 2, and 3. This right is one of the main goals of the treaty. Mr. President, the IAEA was established to promote and realize these objectives. That is to say, to be the international platform for sharing nuclear information and technology between industrial developed countries and developing countries as stipulated in the statute of the agency. Facilitating transfer and exchange of equipment and information for peaceful purposes of nuclear energy for non-nuclear states in the NPT will contribute to the welfare of humanity. This will also help bridge the technological and scientific gap between developed and developing countries. In contrast, placing obstacles or imposing unwarranted restrictions that can prevent programs for peaceful purposes run counter to the letter and spirit of the NPT, and this will prevent the agency from discharging its mandate. That's why we call for decoupling between non-proliferation and the right to peaceful use of nuclear energy. Material used in nuclear technology shouldn't be limited to a specific group of countries. Imposing some conditions to be able to access this will undermine the interest and sovereignty of countries and is not in line with the provisions of the treaty. Export controls shouldn't lead to a discriminatory and selective regime to impose restrictions on the transfer of nuclear equipment or material to developing countries. We stress that international efforts should be exerted to develop nuclear safety and security standards through a multilateral mechanism under the framework of the IAEA. We reiterate that nuclear security and safety shouldn't be an obstacle to international cooperation in the peaceful use of nuclear energy or to transfer nuclear material or radioactive material for peaceful purposes. Mr. President, while we commend the role of the IAEA to help state parties to develop the peaceful use of nuclear energy, we call upon it to intensify efforts through technical cooperation programs and to facilitate nuclear technology to developing countries. We stress that the agency, and given its mandate, is the perfect framework ensuring the peaceful nature of nuclear programs. We look forward to positive engagement in this crucial topic in the coming REV conference to be addressed in the right framework in order to achieve SDGs and to make as much progress as possible to fully implement one of the pillars of the treaty. Thank you, Mr. President.